don't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, this January the 10th, 2025 edition. During the break, I'm listening to the actual courtroom audio that Judge Michonne allowed to be recorded, monitoring it on Fox News. They're playing it live, and they went right through the top of the hour break, the station ID break, to carry the event live. So I'm sure you're probably going to be able to find this on their YouTube channel, foxnews.com website. It should be there. Very, very interesting statement that President Donald Trump was allowed to say in the courtroom. He's attacking CNN. He's attacking all kinds of people who said these charges should never even have been brought against me. His attorney, defense attorney, said point blank, the only thing Donald Trump did was list his business expenses in great detail for full accounting if they were ever audited by the IRS and others. He simply broke down his expenses actually too good, because it's clearly documented the payment that was paid out to this woman. The attorney, not Donald Trump, but the attorney who turned in the information to Donald Trump's bookkeeper accountant, he labeled them as legal expenses. It was his attorney that did it. It wasn't Donald Trump. His attorney mischaracterized the payment to that woman so that she could be bought off. That's something he did on his own. Donald Trump didn't even know about it. Donald Trump is too busy running the companies and all the things that he's doing and being president. He didn't have time for this. He delegated to his attorney. He said, take care of it. He took care of it. It was the attorney that mischaracterized the posting in the financial records of the company. It was the attorney that screwed up. And therefore, the charges should never have been brought, leading to the unconditional discharge of all charges against Donald Trump. Judge Juan Merchan, New York State Supreme Court, allowing a recording of the court audio. I highly, highly recommend that you take the time to hunt it down somewhere, wherever it's posted, and listen to it. And one thing, the major takeaway of it, Donald Trump and his attorney said this. This should never have happened in the United States of America. And I pray to God that it never happens again to another citizen of these United States. What Donald Trump went through should never happen again to any of us ever again. Great statement. You can hear it, find the audio, and it's out there. Good job, President Trump, his attorneys, getting this case, New York versus Trump, discharged unconditionally. Short break, we'll be right back.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three here on this Friday, January 10th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is my insurance agent, Tristan Cole, over in Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Well, I got a technical legal from your previous experience as majority floor leader under Speaker Lee Chatfield, Joe Tate screwed up. Did you see the Detroit news story?
I haven't read it yet. I know it's sitting there.
Well, I just got the synopsis of it in our history lesson from Pastor Chatfield because he referenced Madison versus Marbury in the United States Supreme Court from 1803.
Okay.
The parallels he drew was, as you remember your U.S. history, John Adams and Alexander Hamilton, they were Federalists, and Thomas Jefferson was a Republican and didn't want big federal government. Well, they were handing out the very first judgeships to create the courts in our country. Well, Marbury was acting Secretary of State under then-President John Adams and did not receive his judgeship notice.
Okay.
Jefferson took effectively the office, became the new president with a new legislature in the new year, and guess what? Ruled, sorry, we didn't get your response to your judgeship, therefore I'm not acknowledging you because you're a Federalist judge that would have been appointed by my predecessor, John Adams. Does Matt Hall, the new speaker of the 103rd legislature, have an obligation or responsibility or even a duty to deliver those passed bills that Speaker Joe Tate failed to deliver to the governor for signature before he ended their legislative session, sign die. He ended it. He killed it. He adjourned that legislative session. Does Matt Hall have any legally responsible or duties to deliver those 9 bills to Whitmer?
This is a good question.
I think
he probably... now, this is me personally thinking out loud.
Yes. And hitting, and for clarification, hitting Tristan with this blindly as our part of our discussion. Yeah. So go ahead.
I mean, my gut reaction is no, he doesn't. However,
he doesn't.
However, when you take the oath of office, it is to follow through with the actions of the body of the legislature. And I don't know how that would work out in court. Does he have a duty to do that as the speaker, or can he not? Because
here's the thing, Tristan. He is the speaker of the 103rd that took effect on January 1st.
Correct.
He's not responsible for the actions of the previous speaker.
Absolutely. That's correct. So it's going to come down to some of the language in possibly the oath of office, possibly the determination of the Michigan Supreme Court, which is probably where this will go. And we have a Democrat Michigan Supreme Court, so that could mess things up. It could ultimately go to the U.S. Supreme Court for a determination on this.
Yeah.
But the real question is, in the interim, because that could take days, weeks, months, or years.
Yes.
What happens to the legislation in the meantime?
It's not a law. It never got signed by the governor.
So does he have to do that, and would it be an interim law? I mean, there's so many questions. Where does this go?
Sure.
Or is everything on hold? Are there time-sensitive pieces of legislation that would impact something in the, you know, because I think it would have to wait 90 days before it would take effect, depending on immediate effect in the Senate on some of these pieces of legislation. There's so many moving parts on each one of these. How many bills are there?
9.
Does the article mention that? There's 9 bills. Okay.
Yep.
So those
and
are
I, and I've
managed.
Got a I've got a pretty good suspicion of which 9 they are. I'm going to have to, after the show today, I'm going to spend the weekend. The last 9 bills that were technically on the calendar, I would assume, would be the ones they didn't ship over.
So was
would,
that,
would
was
that make sense based on you knowing the process down there in
Lansing?
Probably.
I mean, my duties as floor leader were to conduct business on the floor, and it's the speaker's duty to deliver, you know, the bills either to the governor's office or across to the Senate.
Right.
But process and procedure matter. Those that know the rules can win, even in a minority. That's why. Honestly, that's one of the reasons that the Democrats didn't do more damage in this previous legislature, because they didn't know the rules.
Nope, didn't know the process. They never experienced a lame duck session before.
Not in a very long time, and their experienced staffers, the people that would generally know the rules and be able to shepherd this through, were no longer there.
Yeah. And I was told that Joe Tate, Speaker of the House, he did not stay with seasoned people to be his advisors as Speaker. He hired completely new people from Detroit.
So they would have no experience and no knowledge of the procedures that are required to be followed. These are not things that you can just pick and choose from.
Right.
There is a specific laid out pathway for how these things are done.
Yeah, absolutely. And with these guys being newbies, not being seasoned Lanceites, they basically may not have known the process.
Or did he sabotage it on purpose?
For political payback to Whitmer?
Who knows? You got to think about these things. Maybe he didn't like the bill sponsors. Maybe he didn't like the process. Maybe he didn't like the legislation. He's like, I'm out of here. I'm just leaving him to sit here.
Just let him die. I'm not delivering him to the governor.
I don't know. Maybe he wanted to cause chaos. I mean, Joe Tate's a nice guy. Do you know him personally? You know, my last term in office, he was his first term in office.
Okay.
And so he was new. I was floor leader. I didn't deal with him specifically a lot. I talked to him multiple times on the floor.
Sure.
He came across as generally a very nice guy.
Right.
Big dude.
Former Michigan State Spartan football player.
Yeah. Well-spoken. I actually had high hopes for him as a Democrat speaker to do a really good job.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I was disappointed, he never held the gavel in session, and that little...
I know who it was.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
Pahutsky,
man. That woman is just pure evil.
I'm not gonna comment on anything.
Okay, got it. I got it. Well, anyway, it's interesting, and I thought I'd like to get your perspective before we start talking about insurance.
This is why it's so incredibly important for everyone. I don't care if you're independent, Democrat, Republican, to understand process and procedure. Pay attention to the details. It matters in our local meetings. How they're run is the chair of the meeting, you know, following Robert's Rules of Order. The legislative process follows Mason's. There's specific things that need to be done in specific order, and it can be very complicated. And the better we are as, constituents, as attendees, as citizens.
Citizens participating.
Just to know the process. It should be taught in school. This is something that every child should learn. So if they have a grievance or they want to add public comment, they know how to do that.
Exactly. That's the main reason why I paid the money and took the training to teach Robert's Rules of Order. And, we've had a few classes. I'm thinking about getting some more classes lined up, you know, when the weather breaks and becomes nice. Because, speaking of cold temperatures, one thing that you as a former truck driver also had to deal with, I cannot believe how cold it's been so quickly after we had that little warm-up where things kind of thawed and melted a little.
Mm-hmm.
Black ice everywhere. Have you been to Traverse City lately?
I'm going tomorrow. There is a lot of black ice, and a lot of deer are moving. When we have these changes in temperature, there's a lot of deer that are transitioning from, you know, their midwinter haunts and hangouts to more of a deeper winter hangout. They may not have moved off of their fall range into those yarding areas, into those wintering areas yet. Last night, driving from Bel Air to my home, which is, 5 miles, I had three different instances of deer inside the plowed area of the road.
Whoa.
And I didn't leave the office till I think it was after 6.
So all you do is loop around the lake by the park, by the fairgrounds.
Yep. And go off.
You get on School Road. Dude, you three deer in that 5 mile segment?
In the plowed area of the roadway.
Right on the roadway.
Yeah, not in the ditch. There are more in the ditch.
Yeah.
But they are moving these temperature changes, and it is very important that, like I tell my girls, don't veer for deer, run them over.
Run them over. Punch it. Yeah, you got to punch it. Don't even break. You want to send momentum into the deer. You know, one of the other things about that, too, because you're an insurance agent for Farm Bureau in Bel Air, you get a lot of these deer run. How many have you handled this year or this past year, 2024?
A couple dozen, I think, have come through, and of varying degrees. You know, some of them are just minor, a little grill damage, and some of them are total vehicles. And it just depends. There's so many variables in this, and parts are so expensive. Wait for them, and so insurance companies are dealing with those claims a little bit differently now than they may have in the past, because there's so many expensive sensors and parts that are made to fail on the vehicles to keep the occupant safe. Remember, all of this is designed to keep the occupant of the vehicle safe.
Yeah,
and but it's expensive because there's a lot of pieces to replace and
repair.
Well,
the perfect example is my claim that we just went through. Some idiot backed into the Jeep's front bumper with a trailer hitch. Mm-hmm. And, my auto shop guy, good friend of mine, Rich over here at Ken's Auto Body in Elk Rapids, he just looked at me and said, "Oh, no problem, Randy. I'll just order you a new skin. We'll paint it. You bring it in. We'll swap it out. We'll put the new skin on it." He calls me. He goes, "Randy, there's three crumple zones in the bumper that have been crushed."
Right.
I'm like, crumple zones in a bumper? What the heck are you even talking about? Oh, yeah, it's going to raise the cost of your claim. I got to call Farm Bureau. You guys handle it. No problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it was slam, bam. It was fast. It was quick. But I got to tell you, you're right. You don't even realize all the stuff on these vehicles today.
Yeah. And that's partially the reason that insurance costs have risen, because there's more complicated and more pieces in these vehicles. The technology, even in a vehicle that's 10 or 15 years old, there's still the technology there. And it's designed to keep you safe, but it's expensive to repair.
Yeah, absolutely. And then one other thing I did want to talk to you about. A couple of our listeners had responded to you about life insurance for their kids and their grandkids. How's that going, and do you want to continue talking about that?
Yeah. No, it's now is a great time. You know, it can take, depending on what type of policy, how big the policy you're looking for, and if you want to break it into what's called laddering, so you've got multiple policies for you, it can take as little as a week, but it can take as much as a month or two to work through the details to put the policy tailored to you in place. So if you're thinking about life insurance, reach out to me. The first step is to do an application, get approved. That's the first step. If you decide not to go any further, that's okay. And after you're approved, then we start looking at quotes and plans and what fits your need. Do you need to cover, some college education, some college debt? Do you need to cover a mortgage? Do you have a business loan?
Right.
Do you want to leave a legacy?
All of that's got to be factored in. You'll discuss it with them. I'm going to give out the phone number in Bel Air, 231-533-6489. He's also TristanCole.com. Text me, TC. I'll send you his contact information. Tristan, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Randy.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions.